The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Connect.
I think
you
we're
look
ready.
Stunning.
Thank you.
You look good.
You think so?
You look slim.
What the hell? Someone said that online.
I know.
Somebody said that online. Okay,
yeah,
someone on TikTok.
Weight.
They were like, "What happened to Zach? He used to be perfect. Now he looks too skinny." I'm like,
"That's, yes! my dream for someone to say. She used to look perfect. Now she looks too skinny."
That's so good. I was actually a little offended. So why don't you stop commenting on my body, unless. Actually, keep commenting on my body.
Yeah,
actually,
it's just for the algorithm. You look thin. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm actually doing. I think it's all a shadow illusion.
Okay.
From a beard. A beard makes your body like your face.
What, you know what I think it is?
What did you think?
I think because you've done another one of your mushroom ceremonies, you've released internal weight,
which is baby fat.
which comes out as baby fat.
Guys, I did the shadow work and was finally able to release my baby fat.
I think that's what happened.
I actually kind
I think you're lighter,
literally
body soul.
Think you're right.
No, I think I agree
you
with
are.
Me.
100% going in with a bang. This is La Podcast. We've begun?
We've begun, yeah. I assume when you're complimenting, you're beginning.
And Lizzie confirmed we've begun.
And hey, we've been going for like 5 minutes.
That's Lizzie on the hot mic.
Hey.
Over here. That is Lizzie, my darling.
That's Lizzie. You can hear her voice. Hello.
Sing-songy. And I was listening to our previous episode as a mot to do. I don't do anything else besides relive these moments.
I listen to our own podcast constantly. I giggle to myself on the train and people must say, "Oh, she's listening to some new media. It's my own voice."
No, it's my own voice.
With my
louder.
Best friends.
Yeah, I'm turning it up. You know what I mean? But you spoke, and we got you trapped in a Southern accent spiral.
You did, yeah.
And I think
like
you should
that.
Talk like that all the time.
Well, when I go home, it really comes out. It's just, I have to be around it.
I don't know, like, why.
Can I say something?
Please.
I've been having visions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you interrupted us for this.
So,
Holy shit.
I'd like to speak on those.
Please. Yes.
So, I recently, my hair was dyed brunette. I don't know if anyone's noticing that.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't even brought that up yet.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the fact that I went to a hairdresser. I said, "Please match my extensions to my regular hair," and she dyed my entire head brunette.
What was the actual color
and
she
I'll
said?
Tell you what.
Yeah, I want to know the actual color.
She blue dried my hair. And I said,
blue dried.
She blue dried my hair. And I said, "This is brunette." And she goes, "No, it's blonde 7.
Ow! Oh, how karma! That wicked knife of karma slicing you like butter.
God is my boyfriend! Okay. God is my boyfriend! So the universe, so Zach spoke to the universe in his mushroom ceremony. He told the universe, "Dye Gabby's hair blonde 7 to prove once and for all that you're a blonde." But I tell you this now, no, don't speak yet.
Do not speak on your podcast.
I tell you this now. This is brunette. This is brunette. Sandy Beach.
I would say
for legal reasons.
It's Sandy Beach legally.
Legal. Okay.
Also, I would say, and you have a hat on right now, but I do think your hair is slightly darker than this.
Why don't we let the audience be the judge?
Let's match. Let's do a match.
Subscribe. Okay, let's do it. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Audience?
Yeah.
Speak up. Parker is in the room. Parker, what do you think?
Parker.
Whose hair is darker? Who's more blonde?
Gabby is my
wife. Why don't we quit? Why don't we just stop the podcast?
Yeah,
you see it. No, it is the same. Now that I'm seeing it like that, it's the same.
Are you saying that just to please Zach? Because I met you first.
I'm just saying karma is a wicked mistress when you betray her.
There's parts of like your beard that are lighter like that, but like I would say
beard's not your head. And your pierce out your
is,
head.
Your head is darker.
Listen, I'm okay. I'm a mature grown man. It doesn't hurt me personally when you don't call me blonde anymore.
I would say you're a mature grown woman, but I'm not here to argue.
No, I just think that is so funny. Like, that is like so funny that like you guys were like, Zach's not blonde. And I'm like, I'm blonde 7. A professional told me. You guys laughed in my face. The audience laughed in my face.
People were laughing at home.
People were laughing at me.
People DM'd us saying, I'm laughing at home. I'm laughing at home.
Like Zach in his dreams.
In his
He's beachy blonde.
When this woman looked me dead in the eyes through a mirror, hairdressers never look you dead in the eyes because you turn to stone. You have to look at them through a mirror. So this woman looked at me through the mirror and she said, this is blonde 7. And my jaw, if my lip flip wasn't holding my mouth so solidly together, my jaw would have hit the floor. Crack, 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 crack.
Theoretically, if my lips could be moving, they would be moving down towards the floor.
Onto the floor.
I just want to say, karma, bitch.
I'll tell you what.
Is a bitch. Okay?
Karma is a bitch.
So you are a completely new woman.
So I'm a different woman. I feel like a girl in a book.
Yes. A girl with a girl and a book, or
a girl
in a book?
With a book. In a book.
About a story of her writing. A book.
Yeah. I feel so smart and shy.
You are.
I'm walking around like looking at people like.
Like a doe.
Like a doe in a creek in the night. I feel so fragile. I feel so afraid of everything, if that makes sense. Blondes aren't afraid of everything because that's not our culture. Brunettes, it's ooh.
Well, blondes are the monster you're afraid of, okay?
Exactly. Right. They're pure
blondes
evil.
Blondes are the evil in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you told me that I looked like Bella Swan. I've been thinking about that every second of every day since you said it.
Yeah, sorry.
And
I had to do that.
No,
yeah.
Don't be sorry. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. And I'm really living in that fantasy. Mm. I'm looking at guys like through my hair like, like that.
This is so brunette.
This.
You're wearing a lot more long, lanky sleeves.
This is brunette. What?
Hey. Yeah, it's like my car. It's like a girl who like is like, ugh, like, oh. You know, guy's girl, but still a girl.
You look amazing. I don't know how to work my car.
We were deciding for the podcast that maybe I would dye my hair bleach blonde
and we would just swap,
right? That could be kind of fun.
I like that idea.
Oh my God. We are also in a new studio right now.
Yes.
You might notice that there's a raw sexual energy coming from the podcast.
It's because
today.
Me and Gabby are like weirdly close. Like I would say.
We've never been this close in real life.
I've never been this close to a woman. You know?
I know.
The last woman I was this close to was when I was coming out of her. You know what I mean? Like that was it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're not even talking about your mom. So we're in a matte black studio.
Yeah, matte
which
black.
Is my favorite color, matte black.
Totally.
Famously. I can't wait to move to a little town where there's like housing laws where all the houses have to look exactly the same.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Imagine if some bitch named Betty across the street was like, you can't paint your house that color. I'd be like, I'm doing it, bitch.
I'm doing it.
And I fucked your husband and he likes it.
Okay? And he likes me. He really likes me.
Every time I walk into my house, he's like,
and I'm like, stop.
All right,
stop.
Peter. All right,
his name is Peter. Peter and Betty are your neighbors. So you live in this little town and there's all these like historical rules about how all the houses have to be white with blue shutters. You see what I'm seeing. But I move to that town. I buy a house as a blonde 7 woman and I dye
in this
and
world.
I dye that house matte black. Do you hear
me? I thought you were going to say blonde 7.
My house is blonde 7. I'm blonde 7. My family is blonde 7. And don't look at us in the eyes, please.
Whoa, now everyone's obsessed with blonde 7. I bet. I'm just saying, it was me.
I'll tell you what, it was me.
Wait. Something just came to me.
Okay.
And I know we got to move on.
We do.
I got this psychic energy blast from Lizzie in the back of my head that it's time to move on.
Put a pin in psychic really quick.
It's me going.
I'm like, wow. I could like touch Lizzie right now. Hold on. Yeah, there we go.
And if you could just.
I'm a conduit between my two best girls.
Electricity flows through us. Electricity yeah. flows through us. We are the witches
your mothers didn't burn. Okay. Are we there?
I just remembered something really good. Put a pin in that memory. Put a pin in psychic. Say what you were going to say.
It's the first day of spring.
Is it?
Today is the spring equinox.
Well, it's freezing cold out. It's
I know, but
cold.
That is old man winter's last grab for your heart, bitch. Okay. It is now spring, which is a fun flirty
old
girl.
Old man winter's last jerk off.
Yeah. He jerks off and then now it's
he's like come blast I'm done I'm good see you next year.
Well now it's girly girl, like I've met spring as a girly,
You know, summer is a hot guy. We all know that, okay? And Autumn is an aged woman.
Autumn is a mother with auburn hair.
Yes, yes.
That's true. You can't even argue that in a court of law. A jury of my peers would say, yeah.
No, of course, of course.
Yeah.
I think that I'm going to live this new spring up that's coming because I have just actually ended the spring of my life. I just turned 30.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? Yeah, same.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
this
is, same.
This podcast all of a sudden just got awkward because it's three 30-year-olds.
Three 30-year-olds like should not be able to meet. No. Do you know what I mean? What is this? A presidential campaign? Like,
yes.
What do we have to say about anything anymore?
Well, it's kinda,
we know too much, so we should say less.
I just think like,
it's like just like this.
A podcast with like a few 20-somethings, like
that's fun.
Like strap me in, you buckle up. They're wild stories, globetrotting. You know what I mean? Three 30-year-olds, like, oh, aw.
It's sad. Like, there's a sadness to it.
Where's
Do you remember
the
Globetrotters?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember that basketball team?
They still exist.
They still exist. That they would just, their whole thing is they didn't play games.
No, they like do tricks.
They just do tricks.
Oh, I thought they did both.
No.
I thought the Globetrotters were a professional basketball play, but then as a side gig, they did magic shows. You know, like.
First of all, there's no magic involved.
Wait.
I mean, honestly.
Use that ball on a pen. You just twirl a ball on a pen. That's magic.
That's magic to me. They are just on the court. What do they do? Do a day rental of the court?
They perform at Barclays all the time.
And they just do ball tricks.
Yeah.
Ball tricks.
Let's go. I've looked at tickets.
Oh, you have? Yeah. I'd really like to go.
Tricks? Are you kidding me? Of course.
I'd like to. Can we reach out to them and see if we can make content for them and then go for free, please?
Sure.
I just couldn't imagine that our like audience and like the Globetrotters for first graders is like
I see the crossover maybe more than you could see it.
I bet. I bet that's true.
You know how randomly we found out that a bunch of like school therapists listen to this podcast?
So fucked up. We're fucking up those kids. The trickle down of that
the pyramid scheme of school therapists listening to our garbage and then seeping that into America's youth is pretty dangerous.
I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
I think
this isn't
the Gen Alpha, the iPad
speech.
Generation. The little podcast generation. It's like the silent generation, but reverse.
Are they Gen Alpha?
That's what the after Z.
The next generation is Gen Alpha.
Does that make the next one Gen Beta?
I don't think so, actually.
Have we looked this
it's
up?
Something weird, yeah. And I then we have to serve because we have to move on.
I'd like to say I'm serving because I put a pin in it twice.
Okay,
yes,
let's do a serve and let's go into our main segment, guys. We have something juicy like a fucking Reuben, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All the meats in the middle. Here we go. Okay. Sorry, more muffaletta.
The pros you just said, I've never heard you say, I've never even heard you mention a Reuben before.
I've never heard that word.
Let alone a muffaletta.
I didn't even know I knew what a muffaletta was until the second after I said it. Then I remembered I knew what it was. Ugly sandwich.
The deep well.
The least fuckable sandwich,
yeah.
I think, in the deli.
The deep well
zeitgeist.
Of knowledge you hold is so special.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm serving you this past week. I turned 30 years old.
Yes.
Yikes.
So Zach's been yapping about being 30 for years and years. And by that, I mean one extra month than me. Now it's my time. Stop showing your body. This is my
sorry,
time.
Sorry, you're serving.
This is my time. Don't distract people.
I just wanted like a side note.
You look thin, by the way.
That's so
and let him
cool.
spiral about that while I say what I'm saying.
I just want to, before you keep talking.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Yeah. Say it. Say it.
Spit it
for,
out.
For the audience, I wanted them to know that halfway between yours and my birthday is Valentine's Day.
Did you know that our half birthday?
Between
my
ours.
Half birthday is Valentine's Day.
Great.
Isn't no, that? Oh, that wasn't worth it?
Because I would say that makes perfect sense.
No, it makes sense. Stop yelling at mommy.
Sorry.
It makes sense.
I see, we match.
Yeah, we do.
And the audience will never know.
I actually match Lizzie, so relax. I match Lizzie via sweater and you pants shirt. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what okay? do I have, a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal.
You can
seriously
choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that body cells.
Yep. And vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, so I turned 30 last week, and I had a really insane week in that I dyed my hair brown.
Yep.
My dad told me I should start an OnlyFans with no explanation.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
Also, I went to a psychic with Tourette's on Long Island.
30 hits you like a truck, bitch.
It comes in threes.
Everyone's like, oh, it'll be the same. Oh, it'll be the same. Everything's different now.
Yeah.
Immediately. Immediately, everything's different. I drove 2 hours into Long Island to talk to the psychic with Tourette's. And here's the thing about the psychic. Don't know her name, by the way.
That's so, that's so much more powerful.
Didn't get her name.
What? I can't.
Because you walk in the door, it starts.
How did you book, like when you booked?
So this is the crazy thing about this psychic, okay? She's only from recommendation.
Wow.
You have to be recommended.
Okay.
Like a really good med spa. And and she, my best friend Becca, friend of the pod, went to her through recommendation last time. And the whole thing you have to do is that someone who's been to her has to text her the first initial of your name, and either she doesn't get any feelings and you go on a wait list that's 3 years long, or she feels something right away and you get scheduled right away. Becca texted her on a Sunday. She scheduled me immediately for the next Saturday.
Wow.
She got a feeling. Something came up her ass, out her mouth, into her eyes, into her brain, out her ears, and said, get this girl here.
Get this girl here at Blonde 7.
Blonde
That's
7.
That's all she saw.
She saw Blonde 7.
Seven.
So I drove into Long Island. I knock on this woman's kitchen door, and she says, come in. I'm baking. So I walk in, this woman is making muffins.
It's perfect. This is a perfect aesthetic.
And she says, sit there. And I do. And she starts scribbling on bright green construction paper a bunch of names while having Tourette's. Okay. And her Tourette's, when Becca went, she kept calling her a fucking slut.
Mm, yeah.
Which is awesome. And this time she just kept saying, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. So my whole reading was really fun.
It sounds like a Spike TV sort of like, hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Who's David? That's your dad? Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, we got to have this on the pod.
It was, I want her on the pod, but she doesn't want to do media.
Oh, that's so powerful.
I know.
That's
really powerful.
So powerful.
I know. And what I learned from her, I learned so many things.
Yeah. Highlights.
I spoke to my dead aunt, who then talked shit about my stepmom. Love. That was fun.
Fucking rock and roll out loud.
Rock and roll out loud, that ghosts are still in on the drama.
Yeah,
and
I
really liked that.
I mean, that goes with what we said before about, like, ghosts have something to deal with. Like, they still
have
something.
losers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's like reframe that because it's your aunt now. They are. They just have some unfinished business.
And sometimes you think that the unfinished business is going to be like, you know, finding peace or whatever. Sometimes she just wants to gossip a little bit more.
I could see that for us. A like little right bit at the more. End being like, yeah. I just have one more thing.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Blunt seven.
She copied me.
And you disappear. So she said a lot of stuff to me that I don't have to share. But the one thing that really stuck out is that she said, I'm going to be on a long-running TV show. And with a Staten Island, a Long Island accent, she said, you're like a really good actress.
That rocks.
That's great.
I said, thank you.
I think so too.
Whatever your name is. And then she said, you are going to meet your husband in a few years. You haven't met him yet.
Good
goodbye to,
know. To
all my crushes.
Bye.
Goodbye to all my crushes.
Goodbye. Wow, okay. What a good, like...
Release.
What a good release. Sever them in the head.
I had a roster going. Cuts. Yeah. We're picking new teams, you know? And I'm going to meet him in a few years through work. He's 6'4" with a full head of hair.
Thank God. Yeah.
A psychic told me that.
Congratulations.
A psychic told me that. And I'm going to have 2 children. And the first one's a daughter, the second one's a son, and they're both really gorgeous and funny.
Yay! I just want, that's so really cool.
Thank you.
That is so really cool and awesome.
Yeah.
You need to understand that sometimes magic words are cryptic, and it might come
don't
to
you. Don't do this to me. I know what you're about to say, and
what
don't do it.
What if the 6'4" guy, like, you meet him through work? What if it's me?
But
like,
that's what I thought at first, obviously, because I'm like, no fucking chance. She's saying that I'm going to end up with Zach.
Well, you know what I mean?
But like, it's somebody you haven't met before.
Exactly
I know, but maybe,
right.
But maybe
exactly
Gabby
right.
just hasn't seen me in a certain light yet. I think that's what it is.
What do you want me to see you as not gay?
I think I'm going to be like, say, lifting
when you dye
a
your
crate.
Hair blonde, like
you
when
know,
you bleach
like,
it.
Remember the, like when I, like, back, I'm 18.
You want to marry me.
No, literally, relax, okay? Relax your ass off, okay? On that note, I quit. No, I
you would never. You're married to your career, and your career is me.
You remember the 1800s?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, like a guy lifting a crate in a dock.
Yes.
I'm gonna be doing that one day, and you're going to see me.
I can't even picture you near a dock.
I'm not even saying it's like sexual. I'm just saying she's like your husband. Like maybe we'll get to the point where we both like can't find anyone, and like it's like the let's just have a kid kind of thing.
No. What does that have to do with you carrying a crate at a dock?
I just wanted everyone to imagine me sexy in a sexy situation. Me on a dock lifting one big crate full of glass.
A crate full of glass.
Because it's strong, but I have to be delicate. That shows a lot. That shows
yeah,
a lot of character.
Right.
That shows father potential.
I'm like
a newborn, that glass.
Yeah. But that being said, I'm happy, and I bet you're going to meet the guy.
Yes. Yeah, you have something against me, and I understand that.
I don't have anything against you. I'm trying to protect you.
Don't touch me.
I can't help it with this tiny couch. I'm fucking, you're all up in my grill.
Such a small couch. We have to be back.
So
I really
serving
wish the
you
best for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, for our
the main segment.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I'm rushing us so much up top is because we have so much to talk about.
We really do.
This is, everybody, a royal update. And this isn't a deep dive because I think there's so much more that we need to see what happens with this.
I'm bringing
it's up an ongoing story.
It's an ongoing story, but this is just the first little tidbit, which is that she launched a new Instagram account for her lifestyle brand.
LOL.
That's named
American Riviera Orchard. So Meghan Markle has been silent. Meghan Markle kicked off of Spotify, kicked off of Netflix. No one has heard from her. And the first time she breaks the silence is to say, here's my new Instagram. It's not Meghan Markle. It's American Riviera Orchard.
Wait, is she starting her new business venture?
You know what? You go on a translator online, it's like your stripper name, your first pet, and the street you grew up on. She
in
did
a word
this.
That starts with an O.
She did this, and she said, American Riviera Orchard, that's my new big business now. And I do want to quickly read because she released no information.
Yeah.
It's just an Instagram with the with the, you know, graphic, and then it's a video of her in a gown walking around with flowers. That's the only information she gave on what American Riviera Orchard
is. This
is
so like Atelier Jolie.
It is just Atelier Jolie.
Yes. They are clearly something's happening.
Except we have less information, because at least Atelier Jolie gave us a very long...
Nothing.
They gave us a lot, which gave us nothing. This gives us nothing, which tells us everything. So much. Okay?
So then, obviously, the internet is such a beautiful and curious place.
Ecosystem, yeah.
Is that people went into the United States trademarks to figure out what she trademarked to make American Riviera Orchard happen. And I'm going to read you what that is.
Oh, my God.
If you don't mind.
I'm just so confused on what it is.
So... a representative for the Duchess confirmed her association with the project, but declined to provide further details.
Mm. Totally.
Still, there are clues.
Yay!
A trademark application for American Riviera Orchard that was filed in early February seeks trademark approval for a retail store, cookbooks, tableware, and an impressive catalog of spreads. Jellies, jams, marmalades, fruit preserves, garlic-based spreads, sesame-based spreads, fruit and nut butters.
Sesame-based spreads and nut butters?
Yep. And then there's even furthermore, cookbooks, recipe books, coffee and tea services... What is that? Tableware, servingware, decanters, dinnerware, chargers, napkin chargers.
That just freaks someone out in this room.
Chargers. Like,
that's too many items.
That's
too many different products.
That makes
you
no
need
sense.
To organize your brand.
Is it in America or is it on the Riviera? Napkin rings, table placed card holders, and this word, hear me now, this word, beverageware jera.
That's the name of the episode.
Beverageware Jera.
That's not even the end of the list. They didn't
what
even say, let's leave it on Beverageware Jera.
What is a Beverageware Jera?
Textile tablecloths, placemats,
no,
napkins, kitchen, table linens, gift wrap of fabric, ... plus food.
An ellipse? They just said everything was food.
It ends on food.
So a beverageara zera is
beverageara not something you
eat? What's in a beverageara wera?
Read that word for me.
A beverageara.
That's beverageara wera.
That's beverageara zera.
Meghan Markle said, if American Riviera Orchard isn't enough, hear me now, beverageara wera.
Beverageara zera.
Beverageara wera. Give me five guesses on what the fuck you think that is.
A beverageware, Jera.
First thing that comes to my mind, dresses for a drink.
My, of good.
Dresses, this
mine's
is
like
a dress.
Mine's like a cozy that you put like a beer in, like a beverageware, Jera.
Mine's like, you know when you put an earring on a wine glass to make sure it's yours?
Yes. Or those little tiny like swimmer people or mermaids you put onto the rim of a glass. That's a beverageware jera.
Picture this, a stiletto, glass stiletto that you lean your wine glass in.
Or like a little perfect little queen size miniature bed that you tuck all of your forks and knives into.
That's beautiful. Or hear me now, high end roofies.
Oh, beverageware jera. Like it's like almost like a
Italian roofies.
Like a Victorian like mint case.
Yeah.
But it like opens like this.
And it just does roofie. One drop at a time. And the poison's like...
Yeah, it's like, just put it in the beverageware jera.
Please, put in the beverageware.
Plus, food.
Food.
Wait, okay, so my thing
garlic
is...
Garlic spreads, sesame spreads, different fruit and nut
garlic breads, sesame spreads, nut breads and more.
This is her having... She is having a full mental breakdown in her kitchen in La Cienega or whatever she lives. And she's like, I need a kitchenware line, American Riviera Orchard, American Riviera tableware, food, beverageware, sesame spread, garlic spread... Any kind of spread. I need spreads.
She's
having a breakdown in her kitchen like, I need a spread.
I think she was walking like to a meeting with somebody about like a new project.
And she was taken
but
by
she
a
But she just
vis-
got
vision?
Like a call from Spotify and Netflix being like, the deal's over. So she was like, I don't have anything for this meeting. I don't have anything. She's freaking out. And then Harry is being like, but babe. She's like, you're not helping
enough,
Harry.
Enough.
And so she's at the meeting and they're like, so what do you have any ideas? And she's looking around and there's like an American flag. And then like,
American, a picture of Italy, Riviera. And she's drinking wine. Orchard. And what is that, Megan?
Beverageware.
It's mostly beverageware aware of, as well as food. And they're like, here's $100 million.
They're like, okay, American Riviera Orchard, like, what do you think you guys would sell? Goods and services, tablewares, tables, cutlery,
chargers. She sees her phone is dying. Chargers.
She lists out everything she could think of in that moment. Card holders, a beverage, Jera. What?
Food.
Did you repeat that last one?
No.
Beverage,
Where. So what kind of spreads? Well, garlic based as well as nut based and sesame based.
Sesame based spreads
is not a thing. That's not a thing.
You know, dinnerware, chargers, napkins, like
tableware, books. What kind of books? Recipe books, cooking books, as well as other books. And food.
Yeah, plus food.
Hey, Meg. We're in.
We're in big time, bitch.
We're in big time. What's the video gonna look like? You know, me in a gown walking around my kitchen with flowers. We're in.
I feel like she's trying to pull a Martha Stewart. Like, she's like, fine, if no one wants to hear me talk, I'll make a goddamn cookbook.
Yeah.
Like, she's trying to do a lifestyle, like, cultivate an aesthetic.
I'm excited
bitch,
to see.
Bitch, learn to code. Okay, I think
learn to code. Flip the script. I think her calling something American Riviera Orchard is sort of our thing, is even stealing from us.
Yeah, this bitch has no original ideas. That's like a.
She listened to one episode of this podcast and she said, oh, American Riviera Orchard.
Do you want to know something that's actually kind of crazy?
Yeah.
And then we have to wrap.
Our podcast is doing better than Meghan Markle's.
Yeah. But we make way less money.
Yeah, she's getting paid like triple to fail.
Yeah. That's so annoying. And that's privilege, by the way. That's privilege. You get paid to fucking suck. And we get nothing to be so goddamn good.
I love at the beginning of, with the second she joined the family, we were on her side. It's like a very, like, whose side are we on?
Yeah, she really lost us. Because we were
both
really...
sides. We were against both sides now.
Yeah, we hate everyone now.
Because they didn't pick us, okay?
I can't wait for this.
Harry William, you would have helped him with his hair. I would have never let anyone see Harry, which was exactly what he wants.
I would keep him locked away. I would fix that hairline. Give me 30 minutes. Okay. So Kate Middleton's in the hospital getting tits, and you're not going to even do any tender love and care to that hairline?
That is so true.
Have you followed the toupee queen?
We don't have time for this.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's so good.
You have to rest your case.
I'm just one.
I mean, case rested.
Case rested.
Case well rested.
All right, guys. This episode has simply been a blast. You can catch me online.
Oh, my God.
So you can catch Zach online and you can catch me on the web. We love you. Zach, really quick wings. Your body looks amazing. You look thin in a freeing way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lizzie, you look thin in a gorgeous way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're my god. You're my goddess. That's true.
Lizzie's
my god. Zach's my goddess.
Yes.
I love you both. And I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
May I go?
Yeah.
Gabby. Holy hell, bitch. We have been one. What a wild ride. getting to know you. Moment one to now. High octane. Full throttle. Okay. It has been such a blast, and I can't wait for the rest of our lives to continue the blast. Only going up. Okay.
Totally.
Because
yes.
We have high highs.
And low
and
lows.
No, we don't. We have high lows, I would say.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
We have low highs and high lows.
Yeah.
No. I love you.
I don't know
what to tell you. Your hair looks amazing.
Thanks.
You look beautiful in
Thank
the
you.
Face and body.
Thank you.
Anyone would be lucky. And this 6'4 guy with a full head of hair, I guess
don't
you're not
do,
marrying the royal
do
family.
Don't air quotes.
I guess you're not marrying into the royal family. That must be sobering. But
quick wings.
I'll leave her there.
It is sobering.
That must be sobering. You will never join them.
When I found out that my future husband has a full head of hair and I found out I'm not marrying into the royal family, it was sobering.
Sober.
It was sobering.
And Lizzie,
yeah.
God damn, I love
Stop
you
it.
To bits and pieces.
I love you too.
You are my god and goddess,
a union
of both the divine masculine and feminine,
Thank
but
you.
All feminine. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
When you mix them together, you're actually, I love you.
I love
when
you
mix those two together, I love you.
And I love you.
You could catch us on Patreon, patreon.com/thepodcast. podcast for extra content. Zach's going to do a spell this week. I'm going to start making the girl cinematic universe in Sims.
That rocks.
As well as my same Sims couple, which is old guy and young brunette woman with big tits. So I'll be doing both of those on Patreon in the same glass house. And you could find me on Instagram. You could find Zach on Instagram. You could find Lizzie on Instagram. And follow us on TikTok now. Our TikTok has been popping out.
It's popping off. Follow us before it gets deleted.
Yep. Taken down for hate speech. So I've been putting up a bunch of extra clips on there, extra content. Check that out. I love you so much. Goodbye now.